following podcast may contain people who aren't very good at golf. You're listening to the Chili Dippers Podcast.
Yes, 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 yes. The Chili Dippers are back again. I'm your host, Luke Clark. Across from me on the table is a man who will spend 10 minutes signing up for some sort of club just to save $5 before doing something. Dave Ralston, how are you going?
Last night wasn't Palmer night. It turned out to be steak night.
It did turn out to be steak night.
And it was $15 to $25. That's 10. That's a full $10. And what else? Then I had to sign up to get into the movies as well.
Yeah, it was $21 to save.
To 13?
To 13, yes.
So that's $18 I've saved up. So now I'm happy to sign up for things if you're going to save me money.
Okay. All right, that's good. So look, we're on the move again. We're in the Torquay Caravan Park right now. We've played Settlers Run. What are you looking around about? What?
No, we've
step back in time.
We've potted from the caravan before.
Yeah.
Interior. We're normally in the other room. This room is a little.
We're in the kitchen, and it is a little bit old school in here.
It's a little 1975-ish, but look, it's a caravan It's a caravan down at Torquay that I'm not paying for.
And great acoustics.
I can live with that.
We'll
no
have to
good.
Get you to sign up to a club. Make would it cheaper.
We? Yeah.
Yeah. So today, look, earlier on today, we played Settlers Run. What?
What were your first impressions?
Hang on, before we get to first impressions,
okay.
Settlers Run is it's actually ranked pretty highly. It's ranked 41
on
Golf Australia magazine's top 100. It's a par 72, slope 143, but we played off the yellows today, which was slope 138.
So what's 138 mean?
It's pretty tough. It's a pretty tough course.
I mean,
and look, it was very skinny. Very skinny fairways, a lot of trouble left, right, everywhere. Had that sort of grass that, you know, that a lot of beachy courses, if you're off the fairway, you're dead. And look, I spoke to a mate of mine, Wade Jones, before we played, and he said to be careful, it's tough. He said that very tight lies, which he wasn't lying. You'd be on the fairway, you couldn't. I barely played me lob wedge today because it was just very, very tight lies.
Well, my first impressions were that it was magnificent. The clubhouse was fantastic. The
clubhouse was great.
I didn't like the bloke behind the counter, but I thought he was a bit smart-assy.
Yeah, he might have come across that. No. He didn't do anything deliberate, but he did have a little bit of that.
But no, club rooms were beautiful. Those pictures down the hallway were great. Yeah, the reception room. Even the front area where you'd sit and eat your sandwich looking
again,
over.
You were elevated from the course, so you could see a lot of the course. And look, it wasn't a cheap round. It was $99, but we used the book and got the discount. So we got it for $49, which made a big difference to the day. Look, the course, it's a Scott McDermott design course. Look, I'm not huge, but someone told me one of my friends or brother actually told me they'd like to put that stuff in our pod. So I'm mentioning that. I don't know who that is, to be quite honest. But look, some people out there might find that interesting. I am going to do that from now on. I'm just do the course designer.
From what I said today, Scotty McDermott's fairly good at his job.
He is. He is very good. Look, great layout as far as like the surroundings. Like all the holes blended into the background really, really well.
Yeah, it looked like there wasn't a heap of work done to make the area into a golf course. Yeah. It looked like it was a natural golf course and they just sharpened it up a little bit, so it worked really well.
Interesting putting green, had the donut-style putting green where there was a bit
of a warm-up one.
The practice putting green. Had a bit of a garden or grassing in the middle. You had to putt around
it. I have suggested that should be a real green on a course. Have a bunker in the middle and a donut-style green. I reckon that could be fantastic for golf.
Yeah. Look, and one other thing I noticed, what was your take on, in theory this sounds good, but I'm not sure it works, the sand that you fill your divots with being green.
I can have that, okay.
I think it needs to be darker green, if anything. It's that fluoro green, and I just don't think
I don't
it
know
works,
how much research they've done on getting the right green into sand, but for what they were trying to do now, I can live with that.
Yeah. Like I said, theory's okay. Look, again, pro shop, great pro shop, good selection, not overly big, but good selection
quality.
Of quality. Yeah, the clothes and the shoes and in there, and the drive-in, great. the first impressions were really, really good.
Yeah, you know, absolutely true.
And look, again, when we got onto the... they got better on the first green. We had to go across the road.
The first tee was great. One of those big roller coaster type things. Start up high, down low, and then back up high again.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, real good start. So
there was a lot of them, really. Roller coaster sort of high tee offs.
Yeah, a lot of blind tee shots as well.
To a, you hit your drive to a valley and then back up to the green again. You know, I enjoyed that part of it for sure.
Yeah, look, and we both agreed that the front nine was slightly better again.
Yeah, for sure. Front nine. Yeah, I don't know if it's because you play it first or.
It seems to happen a lot, probably had the front nine.
Yeah, the front nine does seem to be better most of the time, I reckon.
But look, maybe they want you to have the first impressions to be good so they start you off on the better side.
Well, even back at Jubilee in Wangaratta, you'd play the front nine 20 times, then they say, oh, we'll play the back nine.
Yeah, you play the back nine if you had to.
Even at Waldari, you'd play the front nine 10 times, we'll play the back nine. So, but yeah, it was definitely better today.
Yeah, look, and again, we went match play.
I'm still giving you shots, which has to stop.
Yeah, this will be the last time, I think. I'm happy to do that because, again, we...
You're just playing so much better.
Yeah, I'm looking at my card now, and they're all fives, fours, and a couple of threes, 1-6.
Early on, when we come back from Sydney, and I had those three rounds in the low 80s, I was going to get you to change the intro where it says, not very good at golf. I was happy to say not very good at podcasting or not very good at life, but I always thought I was good at golf, but that was an aberration. And now we'd nearly have to change it for you, though. You're starting to really play well.
Yeah, look, so we won't go shot by shot, but our scores, front nine, I had a 46 and you had a 48.
It felt like 68.
Yeah, it wasn't shooting the lights out. The back nine, we tidied things up a bit better. I had a 42 and you had a 40. And, oh, look,
what do I have?
You had a 43.
Yeah, see, I'll take 43, but again, it felt like 53.
Yeah.
Well,
you scored better than you actually.
You know what happened? All day for both of us. Not one putt dropped.
No, it didn't.
We rolled plenty of three or four metre putts, rolled just an inch past the edge.
Yeah.
There, I did. I had one ridiculous one bounce off the back of the cup and go in. But yeah, I reckon five or six shots each, and all of a sudden we're in mid-80s again.
Yeah.
And look, you're going to miss plenty of them. So we missed eight. You only have to hold four of them, which is reasonable.
Yeah.
Four shots less. It was really frustrating that you'd hit a long, beautiful putt. You think, beautiful. Just roll over the edge. Only go 6 inches past. So beautiful pace.
Cord as well. Well, sanded.
A month ago. They were still pretty true. I don't think the greens were the problem.
It didn't really affect it. Look, one thing I do want to say was there was one towards the end of short par four. It was 277 meters, and I was playing with a ball that I've played now previous to today three consecutive rounds, which I don't
which go reflects in the lost ball
yes,
chart.
Which I do not go any round without losing a ball, but the last three I've used this same ball. So I'd played this round, I'd use the same ball all the way up until the 17th, and it was a short par four, but you had to carry water to get to the
basically
green.
Basically 220 water carry the whole
put
way.
That ball back and switch it over. Yeah. But I actually knocked it on the green.
You smashed it. It never looked like being anywhere other than on the green.
Bounced, over the water, ran up onto the green, and then...
Well, and then tied it up with a three putt for par.
didn't even left the Which eagle again, putt so I, short.
I had
disgusting.
A monster birdie that sat an inch short too. Yeah, again, yeah. I caught nearly won the hole from the bushes.
You drove the green. Chipped out and nearly made bird. Yeah. And I shorted but, me eagle putt and missed the bird.
Yeah, no, you had a few highlights. You played plenty of good shots. One out of the grass there onto the green where it was running away from you.
On 13,
well, you
13,
had no
yeah,
chance
three.
To keep that on the green. Just none.
Yeah,
I thought, bang, I nearly marked the hole down, had it. You kept it on the green. That was beautiful. But the other thing that is a great reflection on how you're playing is the last two rounds, so Waterford Valley last week and Settlers Run this week, you've lost no balls found four.
Yeah.
We're on the other way. I've lost three and found two. So the overall lost ball count, you're lost three, found five.
Yep.
No, found five, seven. You're found seven.
Yep.
So you're up and I've lost six and found four, so I'm two down.
Two down. So what am I? What's my total up?
Five, six, seven. You're seven.
Seven up.
Seven minus three.
That's what I'm asking.
Oh, well, whatever that is. Four.
Thanks. So four. I'm plus four, you're minus two. Four. That's
cool. And I would have had the house on me beating you at the ball count at the start of the year.
Yeah, me too.
I thought I had you smashed
I wasn't even really happy with going with that.
The idea at all. No. I was. I just thought it was another one where I could make you look stupid.
Yeah, because you said it, and I wasn't going to go with it until I was speaking to Popes at some stage. And I think he might have messaged saying, I really like that idea. You might have told him, and I was like, shit, we're going to have to go with it now.
Yeah, no, this me not being the best golfer out of the two of us by a long way
is over.
It's over, but it's also not as much fun for me at all.
Like I said in the last spot, I think it's more fun because we're it's coming.
I get the competitive side of it too, but now don't get me wrong, I never really carried on when I won, did I?
Oh, you never did, and I'm not carrying on now. No, I'm carrying on more excited that I'm actually finally starting.
I didn't carry on, but that's not to say I didn't really fucking enjoy it.
And look, and I bet you were 5-3 to go today, so I actually really enjoyed that. So it was over.
Yeah, no,
by
you're
the,
right.
Well, it was really over by the 13th, but and look, the thing with it was a hard course. Like, look, we played
difficult
well,
but rewarding.
Yeah, yep. I'd like to play this with a pro. I'd like to play this with James and see how he'd play it.
Because they weren't difficult because they were long. They're difficult because they were tight, and he could carry the tight.
Yeah, and if you got over the bunker, you were in a good spot. But look, I wouldn't be a rush back to play it, not because it wasn't any good, just because I reckon you could have a really bad day there. You could put up some big numbers if you weren't on your game.
It could probably be windier than it was today.
Absolutely could be.
And if you could miss some fairways and it was a bit windier and the greens were in better nick, which they would be in slicker.
Slipperier, yeah.
Yeah, you could put up a number.
Look, don't say I'm not saying don't take that as don't go
play it. No, play it. It's really good.
It's a really good course. But yeah, for high handicappers, you could have a pretty bad day there. One thing I do want to notice on the turn, some of the better food in the pro shop. They
sausage
have the
roll,
sausage roll, and a pie.
And
most pro shops have them, but these were those gourmet. Look, these were like bakery style, better than bakery.
You know
style.
What I noticed? It was the perfect golden brown.
Yeah.
When all chefs say cook till golden brown.
Yep.
This is the one they're talking about. That was the best goldenest, brownest.
They had that little bit of gloss about
them. Yeah, they did. They had a gloss glow over them, yep.
And the other thing, they had steamed dim sims. God, I love a good steamed dim sim at any stage, especially on a golf course.
You look like you enjoy a steamed dim sim. This will happen if you keep beating me at golf. Signature hole.
Okay. So originally went with the third, which was a par three. Elevated tee box, dip down the middle, bunker on the right hand side, green up the top.
Yep.
But later on, I changed it to the ninth, which was a par five.
Oh yeah, that was great.
Yep. So what do you have?
I had the first. I liked the first just because where it was at the start of the course.
easy to get to.
Yeah, no. I just thought it created a great first impression. You're standing up there on the tee, you had a really good look at it, and it really gave you a good feel for what the rest of the course was going
to
be.
Honourable mention to the 17th, the short drivable par four, because of the way it was played.
Yeah, that was
good.
And the last, remember the last had the little chute for the tee box?
Yeah.
Well, I reckon they get another two or three trees on the other side there and really close that in. You'll feel like you're really
feel cool when you're
in a little,
sort
of cabin and out the hallway. That'll be good.
And they're close enough that you can't get it wrong. But they're just showing you the way there. Look, we've just been joined. We're actually doing, like I said, this podcast from Torquay, the Caravan Park, and we've got Troy Bussells actually coming
to
the
studio audience.
Live studio audience for the first time. Bussells just walked in with some beer. How you going, mate?
Good evening, gents. Lovely to be here.
So, hang on now.
Well, I haven't met, but Bus says we've met, but it seems new to me.
Yeah. So they obviously both know me. I'm the linchpin here. So, and they both heard me tell stories of each other. This is the first.
You're not telling stories about me, are you?
Oh, mate, you're about that. Yeah. Tell more stories about you than probably anyone.
All right.
This is probably the first real time I've actually got to meet each other. So I want to ask. Well, you always talk about the golf course and first impressions. I want to get Bussell's first impressions of you, Rolls.
Thanks, mate. On the spot here. Handsome looking man was the first thing that came.
Now, hang on. We know Roll. You can be dead set honest.
We're happy to talk shit, but let's not go. No, we know that.
What about his podcasting abilities?
Oh, it's up there with the best. I did say to him, though, when I met him and shook his hand, I thought that his on air voice was, his on air voice, but it's just his standard voice. That's how he talks all the time. It's very impressive, though.
No, I don't know about impressive. There's not much I can do about it. That reminds me of a story, though. It was at work, we go down to Countdown, which is a Woolworths for Smoko, and there's a homeless beggar out the front there. And me and Trasky were walking in. We're just talking normal. And this beggar, who we've passed 100 times, never said anything, but he heard me talking. He jumped up and he goes, "Hey, bro. Great voice for radio."
Really? That's a true story.
As they all are.
Good. What about the zoo story?
That was a gag. The other one was too. I was trapped in Canada once. I was trapped in Vancouver. Me and Wisey couldn't get out of Vancouver, and so we turned to Craigslist. And if anyone knows Craigslist, you know that can be trouble. So I rang this dude up and said, this dude was advertising, he was driving across Canada, and that's what we wanted to do. So I said, oh, g'day, mate, my name's Dave, and I'm looking for a ride across Canada. And he goes, hallelujah, praise the Lord, you have the voice of an angel. You can talk to me the whole way across Canada. You can sing and dance, we'll have a great time. I said, hang on, mate. I said, hang on, look, I'm just looking for a ride. How about we meet first and see what happens there?
Is this the guy that, you got more story before, is this the guy that left you there?
No. This isn't the Craigslist guy that abandoned me in the middle of America.
We might have to get into that's that
another
one day.
Story. No, so we even go to meet this guy, and he shows up. He's about 5'2", great big fat guts hanging out, buttoned up shirt, unbuttoned, big Coke bottle glasses, huge mustache. And we walk up in again, and he goes, oh, this is the voice of the angel. You can talk to me the whole time. We ended up driving across Canada with Luna. He was mad. I've got a million stories about him, but not but all for today.
And that didn't happen at Settlers Run either. So
it didn't.
So anyway, I don't think there's a heap more to go on there. We've
Settlers Run, good.
Yeah, really well, good. Yeah.
Easy pass by
and
me.
Probably did, what, deserve this rank of 41?
Yeah, top 40. I've got no problem with that.
Top 50, maybe.
Top 42. Top 42, no worries
top
with that.
Top 42. So it's about rank where it should be. Yeah, look, and I agree with that. Very happy. Look, not $99 though, if you had to pay full price?
I didn't want to pull you up on that, but you're wrong. It was 79. It's meant to be 79.
I'm going off the book.
In the book it says 79.
In the book it says 99. All right, hang on. Let me find it. Let's pad some stuff.
That's why I didn't want to pull you up, because I don't like to embarrass you. You should have just went with it once I said it. It said 79 and we got 20 off and it went down to 49, or we got 30 off or whatever. So 79 down to 49 we paid, and then we paid 20 odd for the cart.
Yeah, right. It's 99 weekends.
Yeah,
so
we'll
it does say 99.
Yeah, we were midweek though. We were midweek.
Yeah, so but 99 on a weekend is it? Yeah. What do you
I hate playing golf on the weekends in Metro. It's all fucked. They're all too full. You only can play midweek.
That's true. All right, so we'll wrap up the course review section right there. Bustle can come back any stage. You just handed me a beer. All right, so we're going to move on to our next segment, Rolls. What do we got here?
Top four. Top
four. All right, Ralph, so what is your top four category today?
Today's top four is inspired by the movie we went and watched last night.
Right.
Downsizing. It was shit.
Yeah, it was. Oh, no, shit's not right.
It wasn't good enough.
Yeah.
They got a lot wrong.
Yeah, Matt Damon's new film.
That's exactly right. So Matt Damon was in it.
Superstar. Doesn't do too many bad movies
exactly.
At all.
Exactly. Christoph Waltz was in it. Yep, magnificent. Yep. Who's the funny guy that they didn't use well enough?
Jason Sudeikis.
Jason, magnificent. Now, there you go. That's why got three big male stars in it. Who saved the movie?
Oh, I don't even know her name. So
she was the little Vietnamese girl.
I'm going to look that up.
She was magnificent. So we're in Downsizing. If you don't know, it's about overpopulation in the world. They invent a way to make you about 3 or 4 inches tall, 12 centimetres or so.
Yep.
So people do it because it turns you, if you've got $10,000 in the bank and you get downsized, then you've got $8 million in the bank. And then you live in a tiny community. It's all very good. So that's a magnificent idea for a movie, but they got it wrong. Yeah. But this little Vietnamese lady.
Her name was, I'm going to get this wrong, Hong Chau. Chau.
Chau.
Hong Chau. We'll run with that.
So she saved the movie.
She did, absolutely. And
that's
the thing.
So as soon as we say movie, we just name the actors. We never name the actresses.
Yep,
and that's
enough.
A fault of ours.
Oh,
so today,
yeah, I see where you're going with
we're
going
to do our top four female actresses.
Right, I like it.
Have you got four?
I had a couple of minutes before and I've wrote some down. So now let's just, I want to put us to, are we going on who we think is a good actor or who just we like
for any reason? Who we like the best because they're the most
better.
Entertaining for us. Yeah, it's not a critique on their acting ability, but it's a factor in their enjoyability and watchability.
Yep, we can do this. You want me to go first?
Here you go.
All right. Well, I could nearly put these in order. I'm going to go number one, Jennifer Lawrence. She's going to be the next Meryl Streep. She's one of the, in the young coming up, she is one of the best actors.
Wouldn't make my top 40, let alone
that's
four.
Fine, that's
does
fine.
Nothing for me.
Yeah.
Everyone loves her, and you always jump on the simple bandwagon. No, everyone else jumps on, so that doesn't surprise me you'd have her, but she does nothing for me.
All right, number two, along the same lines, is very underrated actress up until recently, Emma Stone.
Oh, she's magnificent.
She's absolutely gorgeous.
Oh, gee. Yeah, gee. Everyone you're going to say, I'm going to look, oh, I forgot her. I forgot her. And I did. She's great.
So those two I put on there mainly. Look, they're both gorgeous, but more so for their acting ability.
Yep.
The next few, not so much. This one particular, definitely not. Kate Hudson. I love Kate Hudson.
Yeah, she's great.
But she's not the greatest actor on the planet.
If she stays in her simple rom-com lane, she kills it. She doesn't do enough wrong that she... she's good.
But she's just not going to win an Oscar anytime soon.
Yeah, but she's magnificent. Yeah, I'll give you that.
And I've got two more and I couldn't decide out of the two of them. And again, it might be coming down more to looks as opposed to... Oh, actually, that's not so true. Mila Kunis. I could watch her all day.
Yeah.
And little Chloe Moretz. She's played more roles where she actually, like, when she was young, she was in the movie Kick-Ass.
I love Kick-Ass. Yeah, I thought that was great. She was unreal in that.
And then she's starting to grow up and come into her own and do sort of a bit more adult sort of roles. I'll take Miller out and I'll leave Moretz in there. So I'm going Kate, Jen, Emma, Chloe.
Beautiful. All right. Well done. All right. Now, the other thing, too, that I forgot to mention is the movie that we didn't get to go in and see was Pitch Perfect 3.
Did we?
So, no. And we'll get all female.
It was sold out on a Tuesday night.
No, it wasn't. There was one seat. There was one seat left.
There was one seat.
And they wouldn't let me sit on Clarkie's lap. But you're also...
Hang on. If there's one seat we'd take it, I'm on your lap.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, that's a fair point, too. I can live with that. But, yeah, we were going to watch that. And, look, Anna Kendrick. That's what you've got.
I love her. Big sigh, yeah.
I just love her.
I don't know if it was her first movie. The first movie I seen her.
What did you see?
Up in the Air.
Oh,
George Clooney.
Yep, killed it.
I didn't know who she was in that.
Yeah.
That's an underrated film, that.
Yep.
Because it's not a lot happening, not action, not... but yeah, that's
that one she does with Sam Rockwell, the hitman one, is cool as
Mr. Right.
She's great.
Yeah.
She kills it in the Pitch Perfects as well, and she can sing.
The only problem with Mr. Right, this is gonna say, I love it too, but Sam Rockwell wins that movie.
Oh, he does. Yes. But he wins most movies.
Yep.
All right. The girl I love at the moment, and who is it? She is an Academy Award. If she hasn't won one, she will.
Oh,
and
that's not where I thought you were going.
Jessica Chastain.
Oh, okay. Yep, yep.
Yep. Killed it in the space movie with the good-looking bloke.
You couldn't write any down before that. He's like, the space movie.
You're meant to fill in the gaps. What am I talking about? Who's the good-looking bloke? Matthew McConaughey?
Yeah.
And the space movie that they did together? Not Gravity or Avatar?
Life?
No. But she's in Molly's Game, the poker one coming up. And that could be her Academy Award vehicle, I would imagine.
Yeah, I can't think of that one off the top of my head, the space one.
Yep. I'm going old school next. Michelle Pfeiffer.
Oh, you are going old school there.
Yeah, but she's fabulous.
Interstellar.
Interstellar.
That's what
exactly,
it was. Yeah, sorry.
Exactly.
About it.
Michelle Pfeiffer, she is that attractive that she couldn't get movie roles early on because most movies are conflict with your husband, the husband leaves or so on, or you can't find a love. Directors and producers didn't believe that anyone would believe that they would leave Michelle Pfeiffer or that a husband that everyone wouldn't fall in love with her.
You know what I thought she was really good in that movie New Year's Eve when there was a little section with
Zac Efron.
And that nearly should have been its own movie. They should have got half of the take that out. And made a full movie.
And she's in a movie called To Kill a Sunrise with Mel Gibson Kurt Russell, and she's brilliant in that too. She just knocked out Penelope Cruz. I actually like Penelope Cruz. In Vanilla Sky, her character in Vanilla Sky is nearly the perfect movie character. I could just fall in love with that character in that like nobody's business. She was outstanding. But for the old school one, Michelle Pfeiffer beat Penelope Cruz.
Right.
And then so I've got one spot left.
Yep.
Jodie Foster is magnificent.
Oh, yeah.
And look, and she's that better an actor than all of them. Probably, if you'd done this 5 or 6 years ago, it's Foster. But the girl, you can't not.
I thought you were going to go before.
When she's on the screen, you just can't. Margot Robbie.
Oh, no, that's not where I thought you were going. I thought you were going Wonder Woman. I thought you were going Gal Gadot.
Gal Gadot was on the list. I'm going to have a few honorable mentions. Margot Robbie is.
Margot Robbie.
And, she might have been a novelty to start with, the Neighbours Australian girl, but I think she's actually got some credibility now, hasn't she?
Yeah, she's got some acting chops, yeah.
How's she going to go in that ice skating one about Tonya Harding? Where
we're going to find out if she can act.
And I normally hate when they make a pretty girl play ugly. There's probably ugly actresses out there who can't get a role because they're not pretty enough. Give them the ugly roles. But they've given Margot Robbie and Gal Gadot in Wonder Woman was just unbelievably good. That may be the best...
superhero.
Yep. Now, there's a TV actress I want to mention, because they're movie stars. Let me mention a TV actress.
Right.
Her name is Satana Katic. Do you know who that is?
Yeah, that second name rings a bell.
She is Kate from the TV show called, I'm stalling because I forgot the name of the show. Officer Kate from the bloke who writes the books and helps them out.
Writes the book.
He's a mystery novel writer.
Killing this top four.
He's a mystery novel writer, and he helps the police out, and he falls in love with Detective Kate Beckett. Detective Kate Beckett is her name, and the TV show's called something.
Well done.
She is magnificent. And the other Australian actor, Abbie Cornish. Do you know Abbie Cornish?
Yeah, yep.
She was the wife in the good-looking bloke who took the pill and become really clever movie.
Yeah.
Limitless,
yeah.
Yeah, she was in that. And she was in another movie I watched the other day that I can't remember at all.
What?
But she nailed it. So how many have I got me top four? 11?
When you said two, I hope you weren't going Kelly Cuoco from Big Bang when we were talking good actresses.
Oh, no. She's not on my list. No. But, yeah, yep. So, that's my top nine.
Yep. All right. So we're going to move straight on from that to your favourite segment roles.
The questions back, are they?
Welcome to Question Time.
All righty, question. So I'm going to start with a question here. I've got one that's been emailed in from Eon Scott.
Eon, avid listener and great man.
Yes, very, very good man. Now, this is a very simple question. I actually like this question. The question is, do you guys, and it's actually a golf question, which is good because it's a golf podcast. Do you guys mark your golf balls before starting a round? And if so, what is your mark? Or do you just play with whatever and use the number?
I just play. Half the time I don't even...
You don't play a lot of comp though, so it doesn't matter
exactly
too much
for
you. So
as I said, half the time I don't even know what ball I'm using.
Yeah, and if you hit yours in the bush and you find one, you just play that most of the time.
Yeah, right? you say, what are you playing? I say, what have you found? And that's what I'm playing. So, I don't have a mark. I tell you one thing about golf balls though, I don't like Titleist Pro Vs.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, enough. I won't use them. They're too soft.
Yep,
to
I'll
me.
Have all them.
Do you mark them?
Oh, look, when I play comp, I do one or two things. I actually want to find a mark. So when I do lose them in the black ball water and we go fishing for them, which we do sort of on a yearly thing, I can know how many...
I've got an idea. How about a little red chili?
Chili. Well, I'm actually contemplating getting some balls made up, but that'll take time. Yeah. Anyway. But what I generally do is I buy a lot of golf balls that have logos of businesses or things on them. I deliberately use a ball that's got a logo. Because when someone says, what are you playing? I go, oh, it's a Titleist. I can't remember, but it's got a logo called Lusk on the side.
And you know it's
going to be the only one out there.
I do like a ball with a company logo on it or something
generally what I do. And if I don't, if it's just a basic Titleist Pro, I'll just put a red circle around the number. That's my standard thing. But I do want to come up with something more creative. You got so, Eon. I hope we've answered that. You happy with that?
Yep.
All right. So we're gonna. If you got a question there from somebody,
now I've got two. Do you want a golf question or a non-golf question?
Oh, geez, we just had to golf. So we probably should go non.
This was written in from a friend of mine.
Right.
He said, if a good friend of yours was to appear on television with a story about a bank just being robbed or about someone disappearing or that, who would that most likely be?
So I've got it. Okay.
So the story's bank rob, and then you, oh my God, he was always going to rob a bank. Who would that be?
My dad.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think it'd be your dad.
Yeah.
I think. Wow. Look, I'm not saying he would or he has.
We're not saying has.
I think that'd be. Yeah, I could see my old man doing that.
All right. Wow.
Hey, look, if he's on his deathbed, and he gave me some money and said that this would come from him, that wouldn't surprise me too much at all.
Good answer. Yeah. Yep.
And you've
Oh, look, it's the obvious one. Wisey.
Oh, yes. Yeah, Wisey.
Yeah, the story was, yeah, man robs bank and disappears.
Yeah, and Wisey get away with it too.
Yeah. So Wisey'd be mine. Yeah, and funnily enough, it wouldn't be a surprise.
No, that would not be a surprise at all.
So I hope that helps you.
I hope that never happens, because if he ever has a lot of money,
he's no good with money. Yeah, he needs less money.
A little bit loose, and we wouldn't see him again regardless.
No. All right, I reckon we've done enough there. Let's wrap it up.
All right, so we're going to wrap this up now. So that's what did we play today? Settlers Run. Again, good course. We're back in the caravan now. Bustle's sitting at the back waiting for us to wrap this podcast up.
Look forward to next week. We'll be doing Curl Lewis.
Oh, yeah, we're going to go play Curl Lewis and ride the skate caddies.
Yeah, so that'll be something different.
That'll be the next one. All right, until then... Any last words?
Thanks for listening. Let's go get some dinner.